Welcome to another episode of Why Not You with your host, Derek Wells, where we talk with leaders and entrepreneurs who are doing what they love to do. They'll share insights into overcoming adversity, the systems they use, along with the power of personal growth, faith, and much more. Our goal is to empower you with personal growth, faith, and a plan for ultimate success. Now, here's Derek with another life-changing story.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Why Not You. This is your host, D. Wells, and we are back for another episode with Sharde in part two of our conversation. And we're just going to dive into the importance of, you know, testifying to God's grace and love and witnessing to others about it. And we're going to hear from Sharde as she just shares her personal experiences of relying on her faith in God to overcome challenges and achieve success. Take action, become the best version of yourself. Let's get it, you guys. Why not you?
Grandmother. My mother is the oldest, was the oldest of eight girls. Okay.
Yeah.
She dropped out of school, gave my aunt, one of her younger sisters, her car so she could go to school, go to college. Okay. Yeah. And then went back to school on a softball scholarship, full ride. Worked at Hardee's, worked at Foot Locker, Ladies Foot Locker, worked across the street at the printing press. I remember all of this. And my mom put us in private school. Yeah.
So it's crazy. And so as you're talking, and you mentioned your father saying we wouldn't have been out of that spot. Your mom had a vision.
Oh, yeah.
And so I'm like, how big and how huge is just having a vision, not only for your life, but for what it is that you want to do? How huge is that? And how do you incorporate that into your life?
I think having the vision so clear.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe she wrote it down. I know she wrote it down because she wrote everything down. And the vision was clear and plain because my father was able to see it and run with it. So he was a supporter, like just his personality. Once you get going, oh, he's going to support you. He's going to do whatever it takes. He's going to work. He's going to do whatever it takes, sacrifice or whatever. Like that was something that they talked about. The roles that my parents played, they weren't traditional. So like my mom was more so the breadwinner. My dad was the supporter, you know, and that was what they agreed on. So my dad worked in the school district and he had every summer off with us and he ran the summer camp so we can go to summer camp. No one ever watched us outside of my, you know, family, my dad. And, you know, we didn't have to worry about other things. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like other families had to. So that was a big thing for my mom. Nobody's watching my kids. You watch your own kids.
Yeah.
You know, so all my cousins were with us and summer camps. And my dad was our coach. And my dad was my coach all the way through high school. So, like, I had that experience. And it was because my mom was the one who was like, your mom's the leader. She's the one. We follow whatever she say do.
Yeah.
And we all fell in line. And she said, you have to realize your roles in marriage. And it doesn't matter what anybody said because our roles aren't traditional. And my dad said it worked.
Yeah.
So, wow. You know, mm-hmm. Yeah. Support is big.
And as you just go through like life and just and business ventures that you've had, what were some of the challenges that you had that you end up, you know, that you had to overcome and how'd you do that?
Still, stopping too soon, stopping 3 feet in front of goal.
I remember that.
Yeah. So stopping too soon and not adjusting enough, like pivoting to see what else could work. Because I'm the type of person like, oh, that's not working. All right, next. My feelings not hurt. I'm just going to the next thing. And it's like, if you would have stuck and stayed, you could have got your pay, you know? Right. So, But also knowing that everything isn't for me, you know, and understanding that there's a learning experience in every situation. So if you're going to, do something, be willing to learn. Mm-hmm. And because you don't know everything.
Right.
And I think one of the biggest things for me is, like you said, getting out of your own way. I think you said that earlier.
Yeah.
In the cast. Mm-hmm. So yeah, like making sure that I get out of my own way and not overthinking, you know, because when you think long, you think wrong.
Yeah.
And just going for it. So like right now, it's like I can't have the perfection monster on my shoulder. Mm-hmm. I have to execute, which is something I can do. But if I'm too stressed, I'm thinking too much about something. Yeah. And I'm taking too long to execute, and then it never gets done. And then it's like on a list of things that haven't been done, and then just stacks up. And then, or you just kind of like, okay, well, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah.
So for me, execution, getting things done, and then adjusting and pivoting.
Mm-hmm.
Because like you're trying to make something perfect that you haven't tried. You need to just put it out there and then adjust.
Right.
So that's where I am right now.
Mm-hmm.
And just kind of just shaping that, you know, like you're going to be seen and you can ask for forgiveness. And at the end of the day, like you have to put more out there. And the more I can put out there and the more people I can serve and help,
mm-hmm.
then that's how I'll get feedback
right.
from helping people by actually helping people and not thinking mm-hmm. about helping people.
Yeah. And so I'm like real huge and real big, like just on personal development and being able to grow yourself in order to grow other people.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just know part of that process is being aware of what you're actually capable of doing mm-hmm. and knowing why you want to do something, your motives for wanting to do it. And so when you talked about the disc earlier, I think all of this just kind of plays into part with the whole personality trait is knowing what you could do, knowing what you're good at, knowing your strengths and weaknesses. And one thing that you said is getting that perfection monkey off your shoulder. That stops so many people from moving where they feel like they have to have everything lined up before they start.
Absolutely.
Everything has to be perfect. I'm like, no way.
But nothing's perfect.
Mm-mm.
Nothing. Your faith not like nothing's perfect, like no thing is actually perfect, you know.
Yeah.
So you just have to get over it.
Mm-hmm. You do. And I know, man, I'm just thankful to be in a place where I could like recognize and then just hear other people like yourself kind of, you know, you talk about the learning process. If you're going to step out, you have to be willing to learn and invest because it does. I mean, in the long run, it saves so much time and energy.
Yeah.
Nobody said you have to do it for the long haul because you have the project managers in place, right? to actually help you or the people. But just you have to, there's certain things that you actually have to invest in so that actually help you move to that next level or phase and whatever it is that you're doing. And I know faith in yourself is huge. That's is action oriented. And so can you just describe like a time when you actually had no choice but to operate in faith?
Ooh, I'm waiting for this one. Okay. So I ended up, so I'm at Norfolk State University. I'm on a full softball scholarship, right? I lose my scholarship. Well, I didn't lose my scholarship. It got dropped down, but it was like, I'm not playing for this. I can work at McDonald's and make this and pay for my own tuition. So I quit the team, right? I quit the team. It was barely enough to pay for my books.
Wow.
So we got a new coach. And she dropped everybody's money and she didn't tell us until like right before school started that, you know, once we got our contract, you had to sign your contract.
Uh-huh.
I'm looking at my contract like, it's missing the zero. This ain't right. So, you know, I understood you have to play the game. So I quit the team and quit the team, lost my scholarship, no money for school. I'm out of state. So it's like $16,000 a semester for me to go to school. And my mom was like, girl, you better figure it out.
Wow.
No, because she's like, I don't have it. If I had it, if I had it, you had it. And this is where connections and relationships come into play. Like, you know, the old folks, when somebody say, oh, go see about such and such. Oh, I know such and such up there. You need to go do that. Kids these days don't do that. You know, yeah. I don't know why. It's weird to me. Uh-huh. But whenever my mom and daddy told me to go see about somebody, I went to go see about them, you know? Right. And I actually like created relationships where I went to these people and I let them know like, hey, I gotta leave school because I don't have money. And pack my dorm up. I mean, I'm like my car, I'm living in my car. And wow. It was rough, but you know, let me tell you how good God is. So my best friend, her roommate gets pregnant and says, oh girl, you can stay in my room. I'm not gonna be there. What, God, you are so on time. You're so on time. Because you know, like what somebody's misstep is a step up for you, you know? Right. Like who knew Misty was going to get pregnant, you know? And she forfeited her track scholarship. And she was like, yeah, girl, you could just stay in my room. I don't mind. And my best friend was like, you can sleep in my bed with me. We slept in that twin size bed until Misty left. Sure did. Mm. So I had the faith of knowing, like, I was like, I'm not leaving. I'm not going back to South Carolina. Yeah. I'll figure it out. Like, and I just was praying in the car and crying out to God. And God, I know you're going to work it out, you know? And then I had a teammate who had a boyfriend and they were together. And she was like, you can just stay in my room. Don't worry about it. And I mean, this is like back to back. This is like basically a whole year.
Wow.
I'm kind of condensing the story, but this is a whole year, basically from the year to the summer. And I didn't have to. Don't worry about what you're going to eat, where you're going to sleep, and what you're going to wear. Because if he could take care of the fowls of the air, he would surely take care of me. You better not worry about that stuff. And the ladies at the cafeteria looked out for me. I'm just telling you, God was so good. Like, I just operated in faith. I just knew I wasn't going back to South Carolina.
Right.
And then the ladies in student support services. Oh, well, we found you some money. We got your books. Don't worry about your books. How much money you need? And then the lady in the office of enrollment management got you some money. And then the lady who went to school with my mother, this is how 30 years ago, she went to school with my mom, 20, 30 years ago. Oh, I know your mom. She was so nice. How much money you need? Check your account. Go ahead and go log on and check your account.
Wow.
And I'm going to need you to sign up for work study so I can get you some money.
Doors is opening.
Doors, windows, all kind of things. No. Let me tell you. I mean, I didn't have room to receive the blessing. How you go from not enough money to getting a refund check? Okay. Yeah. And then I had an uncle, my aunt's husband, he co-signed for a loan for me, for a student loan. Nobody in my family. This man is not even blood. You understand? He was like, what you need? You need my social? What else you need? You information? Here, just take the information and fill it out and just, all right, just stay in school. And I'm just like, what?
She's going to make it happen for you. Woo-hoo-wee.
So I had to operate in faith. I just knew I wasn't coming back to South Carolina. Okay. I knew I wasn't coming back because there was nothing here for me. You know, I just needed to finish. And from that time on, the faith that I had, I mean, you couldn't tell. I was still paying my tithes with my little bit of change, you know, like right. I was still tithing, going to church, still believing. And the most unfortunate part was when I needed help from the church and they didn't help me, you know. I'm like, don't y'all got the records? Like, I call them every week. Like, what's going on? Yeah. Like, what's going on? So, but you know, the church is not the church. You know, we are the church.
Right.
And God showed me that, like, God showed me his love through people. And that was the most amazing experience I've ever had. So whenever I have the opportunity to show God's love through myself, through being a resource, you know, a prayer, whatever, I definitely make sure I show up.
Yeah. Wow. You just said something. You said the church isn't the church. We are the church. The people are the church. And it made me think of an interview that I can't remember the author's name. Oh, man, he was a pastor of a church. He wrote the I can't even think of the book. But anyways, he was in an interview. And it was during the pandemic. And they were talking about how people weren't going to church. But then during this time, people in his church, the congregants or members, they were still out there just witnessing the people. And I think there was like an influx of people that accepted Christ. And so he talked about that. And he said, how is this? I think the person interviewing him, you know, asked him, you know, how is all this stuff happening during the time like this when you guys don't even have church service? And he said, God is in the hearts of his people and they're out there doing work.
Yeah. So, yeah. We got work to do.
Yeah. Even though you got some believers who are just, you know, they end it for whatever reason, or they think, okay, I'm going this way. I don't have to worry about nothing else. But the ones who are actually doing work and sharing that love and operating at a whole nother faith level.
Yeah.
Out there impacting people's lives. Just like yours got impacted. That's what a story.
Yeah. And I still stay in contact with all of those people.
Are you really?
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. They know my children.
Yeah.
I know their parents. I mean, like, there's no way that these people should not be in my life. Like, why would you not want these type of people in your life?
Right.
You know, and sometimes people need to hear that, like, because you're not just a testimony, you're a witness as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're a witness to God's grace, to his love. You have to make sure that you witness to others. Like, let me tell you something. You may think you're in a hard place, or you may think you're going through something, and I'm not discounting that, but I know the God that I serve, and I don't know if we serve the same God, but if not, you might want to get to know mine, because he shows up. Okay. That's all I'm saying.
That's it.
I'm not discounting what you believe. All I know is that this book is called a Bible, and these stories and these principles. And these precepts, you know, like, let's get in it, you know, and it's like, that's how you lead someone to Christ, like, because that's what we're supposed to do. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And then another thing is like the best way for me to help other people is not to be broke, you know, because, you know, when you're on the receiving end it's okay. But I don't want to be on the receiving end. I want to be on the giving end,
mm-hmm.
you know, giver's gain. Yeah. So like, I, you know, that's why I'm working hard, you know, because I want to impact the kingdom financially and economically. So, you know, we can really make moves. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And so speaking of books that you've been that you've been reading that have actually changed your life and made you think differently. What are some of your top books that you've actually read that's helped you?
Okay. Can you give me a specific area? Because
it could be,
I read different books for different things, you know?
So let's just say for growth, personal growth.
Personal growth?
Yeah.
Who Moved My Cheese? Love that book. Think and Grow Rich, A Black Choice, Dennis Kimbrough.
Okay.
That's a really good book. Think and Grow Rich, of course. Outwitting the Devil.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting back into Atomic Habits because I really got to stack my habits.
Yeah.
And right now I'm reading Blue Ocean. Not sure if you heard of that book.
I never heard of that one.
It's real dry, but if you can get through it, if you could just, you know, get the audible version, because you know, you'll hear some things and it'll subconsciously get in there.
Right.
What else? I've read UOU is a really good book as well. Mm-hmm. Tabitha Brown's book, Feeding the Soul.
Okay.
And of course the Bible. Mm-hmm. So that's a daily read. Commanding Your Morning by Dr. Cindy Trim. That is an amazing, it's not a book, it's a devotional.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a devotional. So I like Who Moved My Cheese, like just to kind of fire me up, because it's such a quick read.
It is. Huh?
It's such a quick read, and it just like gets you back on the ball. And Asking It Is Given, Wayne Dyer. Uh-huh. And what else? If you can read Rich Dad Poor Dad again, I know a lot of people are like, I read that book already. It's like, okay.
It's almost like,
if you have children, yes. Mm-hmm. And if you have children, they have Rich Kid, Smart Kid.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Great read. Like, I prefer, I'd rather you read that one than versus reading Rich Dad Poor Dad. No, seriously, because it's so granular. Uh-huh. And it breaks it down. Like my 5-year-old, Zoe's reading that to him now. Like they're going through it now. And then we have the game, Cash Flow Quadrant,
right,
for it. And I would say the last book, it's not a book to read, but it's a book to like go through. Mm-hmm. And it's Sacred Woman by Queen Afua.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sacred Woman.
Yeah.
That's for all the mompreneurs out there and everybody.
Yeah, I mean, it's
probably good for everybody.
Heavy.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you got trauma and just, it's a book, it's a little, I'm not going to say it's new age, but like it will really help you. It would really help you. Like I went through that book after I had my son and saw a significant change in my life.
Yeah.
For sure. Wow. Yeah.
Goodness gracious. You know, when you talked about habits, the Atomic Habit book, I actually saw James Clear this past, what was it, August?
Oh wow.
Yeah, at John Maxwell's conference. And that was interesting. He actually shared some stuff from the book, but there was like this little private session where he shared some things as far as, you know, having the habits that he actually had and implemented while he was working on the book and doing some other, creating some other material. He said, things have to change. He said, I can't carry those same habits to my existing life because now I have a son and a family. And so now I had to like pivot and make some adjustments. And now, you know, some things that you do with your friends, you can't do is, so I appreciated that part of just him just sharing like the personal aspect of his life, but also having to make those adjustments, because sometimes you see people and you hear them, you think, oh man, they just kind of like, they dialed in 100% on whatever, but they're human also. And so they making adjustments, their life changes. And so be flexible.
Yeah. You better be able to pivot. That's for sure. Yeah. And any John Maxwell book, like I feel like any John Maxwell book will help you. 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership, like just all of those. And there was another book when you were talking just now, made me think of The 4-Hour Work Week. That's a good jumpstart book.
Uh-huh.
It's not realistic, honestly, as you would hope. but I'm just being honest. It ain't realistic, y'all. Uh-huh. You're going to have to work more than 4 hours.
Right.
But you could get to a point where you can work 4 hours.
Mm-hmm.
You know, once you have a team or a project manager or, you know, start outsourcing things. But it's not as realistic as, you know, Tim Ferriss would have you believe. It's not. But that was the book that kind of shifted my mindset to e-commerce.
Okay.
And creating that's why I created my supplement and my CBD. And like, I was like, oh, okay, we can do that. And like, I think, so the first thing we created was a lipstick, a makeup line, me and my sister. I'm wearing Hook Cosmetics right now. So, yeah, 2016. Because I'm like, you can find a manufacturer, you can do this. And I'm like, okay, I can follow directions. I can do that. Mm-hmm. But that was the book that kind of shifted my perspective. Like, I need to have a product. And yeah. everybody needs to have a product.
Right.
But if you out there and you have a brand, you need an e-commerce store.
Mm.
You need to sell your merch. You need more people with eyeballs on what you have. Okay. Period.
Period. Huh?
Yeah. You need your own store. And I'm not talking about, you know, Shopify and all these things. You need to come on over to Launchpad. We'll build this store for you. We'll have your e-commerce, have your merch out there and get you situated. But yeah, but Tim Ferriss, that book was really, really impactful. And
that's
like,
good.
You don't have to be the face, because, you know, a lot of people are afraid of being the face mm-hmm. of something, when your brand could be your face
yeah.
and your voice.
Right.
You know, mm-hmm. so why not you?
That's true.
Go ahead and create your own. Yeah. That's why it. Not you? Yeah.
Girl, I got two more questions before we wrap up.
Okay. Yeah, we're good to go. We're good
okay.
to go.
Okay. One is just about association. Like how important is just having the right association, being in the right environment to thrive in, and actually help you just kind of move through the weeds, so to speak, to get to where it is you need to be.
Association for me, and being around the right people in the right environment, has been, I think, one of the key factors in either my success or my downfall. Mm. And you know, you hear the saying, you know, if you got four broke best friends, I'm pretty sure you're the fifth broke one. You
right.
know, you hear that? So, you know, you are the sum total of the people you hang around and you listen to. And I think people saw that during the pandemic, really. Like it kind of like magnified that.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's important that you recognize who you're around and recognize not only their mindset, what they're saying, what they're listening to, what they're watching. Yeah. If it doesn't align with where you want to go, mm-hmm. then you might need to reassess. And I'm not saying just dump them, but you might need to pull back.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And then like association, who you are, you the smartest person in the room? Like, I'm never trying to be the smartest person in the room. Whenever I'm the smartest person in the room, I'm out of there.
I'm out.
You know, I'm out. And for that reason, I'm out. Okay. So I got a shark tank and on out of there. You know yeah. what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
But also, you know, just recognizing that your ego could play to your downfall. Like, some people like being the smartest person in the room, you know?
Yeah.
So recognizing that, you need to learn and be quiet as much as you can,
mm-hmm.
you know, yep. ask more questions as you can, like be like a child, you know, like the Bible talks about, be childlike, be inquisitive, be interested,
yeah.
you know, you don't have to be interesting, just be interested and just learn as much as you can. So putting yourself in the right rooms matter. And also putting yourself in rooms where you feel uncomfortable. You know, I just went to a conference in Atlanta. It was called the Wealthy Black CEO Conference. Let me tell you, it was some heavy hitters in there. And I definitely was not prepared. And I did feel some type of way because I wasn't prepared. But I'm like, girl, you better show up and show out. Like,
right.
You need to be in the room. And of course, you know, your girl got elite. I got VIP elite. I'm not about to be, you know, regular sitting in the back.
Right.
Whoa. Because the people, you got to pay to play. You got to be up in the front. So like association may cost to be a part of associations and things like that. But if you want to be around people who are playing big and on a higher level, who are going to stretch you, you're going to have to pay to play. So that's, you know, those are a few insights I have about association.
Yeah. Get out that.
Did I answer your question?
Yep. Get out that safe zone. You know, people, that safe comfort zone, right? Yep.
The terror barrier.
Yeah.
That's what Bob Proctor called it. It's a terror barrier. You get right to the edge and you get nervous and you just go back in. Oh, just... You got to push through that terror barrier.
That is funny. I never heard that.
Yeah. Oh, and that's another book, You Are Born Rich by Bob Proctor.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. That book was probably written, I think it was written in like 1960 something.
Really?
Yeah. And you can download it for free offline. So okay. No excuses, people. And it has a workbook with it and it's free. Okay. Free. Yes.
Forcing people to think and use that imagination.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So before we wrap up, you know, is there anything that you can actually just share with the people to inspire them to be the best version of themselves and just follow through on their ideas and dreams? I know you said some things earlier, but I think your testimony and your faith, your commitment to what it is you're doing, as a mom, a wife, you're killing it. And your testimony is off the hook just with your faith. And I think that inspires, I mean, it can just inspire a lot of people just to move out of that safe space and just start taking some action.
Okay. I think what I would like to share, like I did share earlier, is believe in yourself, believe in the God in you, and believe that you are enough, you are capable, and you are God's highest form of creation. So you already won. And just know that giving up, it doesn't serve you. So, and the only thing you need to give up are bad habits and things that don't serve you, your ego and things like that. So give up the go up. That's the only thing you need to give up. And another thing is just investing yourself with time and self-care. And because, you know, you buy the nicest things and you're going on these trips and things like that, but how are you investing in yourself? Get in the word, believe. Like if you could just believe and have faith, like that's all you need. The size of a mustard seed. That's all you need. That's all you need. And if you don't have any belief, here's a little bit of mine. You can borrow some of mine until you get your own. You can lean on mine. I'm serious.
Yeah.
And, reach out to me. I'll make sure that we have my handles and my information available. If you just need somebody to encourage you, I'm a natural encourager. That's just who I've always been. And just know that all things work together for your good. All things. Because if it ain't good, it ain't done.
Ooh, wait.
Sade events, y'all. There she is. Keith.
Bringing it. Oh my God.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you. You have amazing questions. You're an amazing host. Your podcast is definitely on its way to number one for sure.
Thank you. Absolutely. I appreciate you, girl, coming on. Thank you.
And I want to thank Sade for this episode and just coming on Why Not You and sharing her story. I hope it was uplifting and you guys just recognize the power that you all have just within yourselves to accomplish great things. Definitely shout out to Sade for everything she's done and accomplished, and her faith is, wow, it's unbelievable. Before I let you guys go, I just want you guys just to recognize the tendency of just never giving up too soon. And I want you guys to reflect on the moments in your life where you might have had to make some kind of adjustment and adapt to new circumstances. And how did these moments shape your character and personal growth? All right, y'all. We cannot become what we need if we remain where we are. God bless. Y'all have a great week. Why Not You? Out.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Why Not You? Remember, have faith and believe in yourself. God does. Also, subscribe to our channel and go to our website for more free content and life-changing stories at thewhynotyou.com. Until next time.